We're talking about Superior Days on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a tradition in its 34th year, the longest-running grassroots lobbying event here in Wisconsin. 3 days of advocating for issues that are impacting life in Northwest Wisconsin, and more than 150 delegates have descended on the state capitol for Superior Days, coordinated by UW Extension. Do you live in Northern Wisconsin? And if so, what issue would you like to bring to the attention of state lawmakers? Do you think state lawmakers are in touch with the needs of places like Bayfield and Douglas counties? We have a couple guests with us. Mark Abels Allison is the Bayfield County Administrator. Mark, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you very much.
And James Anderson is Superior Days Coordinator. He's also a Community Natural Resources and Economic Development Educator for UW Extension Douglas County. James, welcome to you.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, let's start with you, James. Give us a sense as to what Superior Days is all about.
Superior Days is all about bringing down the issues that are important to the citizens of Northwest Wisconsin. We're a partnership of primarily Douglas and Bayfield County, City of Ashland, and then we have youth across all four Lake Superior counties, Bayfield, Ashland, Douglas, and Iron counties. We start in October, November, where it's a community-based issues identification process. We identify issues that are appropriate for the legislature, and then we also take a look at issues that can be addressed through agency policy. So over the next 2 days, we'll have a number of meetings with different agencies in the executive branch. And Tuesday afternoon, our 155 delegates will visit every legislative office. Every senator, every assembly person will get a visit from one of our lobbying teams.
How did this event come about in the first place? It's been decades. It's been going on. It's quite a tradition.
The first one in the mid-1980s started off as really the Twin Ports, Superior, Douglas County. The United States was in the midst of a recession. The Twin Ports was recovering much more slowly in the mid-80s than the rest of the area. UW Extension at that time did an economic needs assessment for Douglas County. And one of the things that came out of that was the need to engage Madison and more on a policy level. And one has to go back in their mind to the mid-80s. If they're my age or older, we didn't have the internet then. As soon as you called out of your city or your county, it was a long-distance phone call. It was a two-lane road between Superior and Madison. So that 4-hour and 15-minute drive was then probably 6 or 7 hours of mostly two-lane road. It was a much different climate. We were much further apart from Madison. But that tradition and need to engage the legislature and the executive branch on an annual basis and communicate those needs hasn't gone away.
Mark, what do you see the impact of this exposure at the Capitol? How do you see it resonating with lawmakers?
Yeah, great question. Just to add on a little bit to what James was talking about is there are certain characteristics in our area that we stress every year. Our population obviously is rural. We have nearly 5,000 square miles of land and roughly 80,000 people. So our per person per mile is very low. But we also have some other characteristics such as a lower household income, higher poverty rates, and a generally higher unemployment rate. And so when we go down, our goal is to encourage policies and practices, new initiatives, new legislation that impacts those figures, that improves the lives for our residents.
Mark, outside of Superior Days, how often do officials like yourself from Northern Wisconsin get together with leaders in Madison to talk about these issues affecting your part of the state?
In short, not often enough. I know in Bayfield County, most of our department heads, many of our board members make it down once, twice, maybe three times a year. But just sheer distance, 300 miles, sometimes weather, like today, it looks like I've been watching the weather forecast, and we're going to hopefully slip in today, maybe a little bit of extra snow tomorrow, and then hopefully make it home on Wednesday night before we get too much. But the sheer distance and the logistics makes it more difficult. which impacts our ability to talk with legislators. So one of the really unique things about Superior Days is it's not just one person talking. It's not just one county or one city talking, but it's a cooperative effort that, as James said, begins actually in September, October. So over the past 6 months, we've sat down and we've talked about issues. We've highlighted three key legislative topics and about 10 agency issues that there's consensus on. One of the key factors, one of the key criteria that Superior Day stresses is consensus. We want to go down as a unified group. And so any issue that's brought up at Superior Days, legislators know that those issues have been discussed, they've been researched and analyzed, and our region as a whole is comfortable and believes that this is an important issue for Northwest Wisconsin.
We're talking about an annual lobbying effort at the state capitol called Superior Days. James Anderson is the Superior Days coordinator. He's also with UW Extension Douglas County. And Mark Abels Allison is with us. He's the Bayfield County Administrator. What do you want to know about Superior Days? What issues that are front and center in northern Wisconsin do you want to make pressing for lawmakers at the state capitol? Have you been involved into the lead up to Superior Days? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. James, we'll get into some of these issues in just a moment, but Mark talked about the three legislative topics. What is on the agenda in the coming days?
Okay. Legislative, we'll be talking about three issues. Number one on that list is Medicaid. Wisconsin has one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the state. That poses access issues for northwestern Wisconsin. Much of our medical services come from Minnesota. Minnesota is one of the highest reimbursement rates. At times, we can be around 40-45% of what Minnesota is reimbursing. And a lot of times, our citizens can't even find service providers in northwestern Wisconsin. It's particularly challenging right now with the opioid crisis and AODA treatment. Also in their Medicaid, we'll be talking about nursing homes. Nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin, a Medicaid patient loses, I think, about $68 a day. So there's a financial crisis there, especially in an aging rural area. And the third issue is support for the UW system budget request that will provide about $2.68 million more for UW-Superior, our smallest four-year campus on the UW system. As you're probably aware and remember, two budget cycles ago, the UW system took, what was it, a $250 million cut, which reestablished a baseline for the system. Certainly not recovering from that, but will help to make the UW-Superior campus more competitive, especially in retaining and attracting faculty and staff.
Well, let's go back to the issue of funding substance abuse treatment being part of the Medicaid funding for youth and adults. And this is connected to the state's opioid crisis. James, can you talk about how the opioid crisis has impacted northern Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think it's impacted northern Wisconsin the same way it's impacted all 72 counties. And what we're starting to see in Douglas County a little bit is even the movement away from opioids back to methamphetamine a little bit. So where there's some targeted grants to help with treatment for opioid addiction, it's not available for methamphetamine. So it's really a drug problem, and that's a drug problem across all 72 counties. What makes it challenging for us is part of northwestern Wisconsin's rural. But we all struggle with access issues and treatment issues. We have no inpatient care in our region. They need to come down, I believe Eau Claire is the closest location in the state of Wisconsin. Minnesota typically will not take a Wisconsin patient because that Medicaid reimbursement level is so low. So when a person's ready to accept and access treatment, it becomes a challenge being able to find those services in northwestern Wisconsin because those rates are so low.
So second on the wish list is a local option for a sales tax to fund roads in Douglas and Bayfield counties. Mark, can you speak to this as Bayfield County Administrator? Can you tell us about this request?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background. On an annual basis, our county does a budget survey, and we solicit input from both board members and the public. And over the past 5 years, the number one priority that citizens and board members designate in Bayfield County is road maintenance and road repair. Because of that, the county has dedicated supplemental funds from our forestry department, forest sales, and allocated those specifically for highways. Now, with our reserves declining, we're finding it more and more difficult to allocate those funds. Bayfield County has 180 miles of road. We should be doing about 9 miles a year. We've set an ambitious goal of 6 miles a year, and we've reached that. We've attained that over the past 5 years. We are very concerned, however, about the future. A modified formula that provides additional dollars to counties to maintain our infrastructure is critical. The proposed 0.5% sales tax would be a local option referendum that would provide dollars both to counties as well as to municipalities.
How much money could that sales tax generate?
In Bayfield County, we currently have a 0.5% sales tax, and it generates about $1.1 million. That's about 10% of the, a little over 10% of the Bayfield County levy right now. So the extra 0.5% Bayfield County, if those funds are split half between the county and half between the municipalities, would be about $550,000, and that roughly does a little bit over 2 miles of county highway road reconstruction.
We're talking about Superior Day's annual lobbying event, talking with two guests on the State Capitol Report, Mark Abels Allison, Bayfield County Administrator. James Anderson is here, Superior Day's coordinator. You as well at 800-642-1234. Stay with us for more State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Superior Days on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. More than 150 delegates are descending on the State Capitol in the first half of this week for an annual lobbying effort, and we're hearing from two members of the traveling delegation about the agenda, their legislative wish list, and the biggest issues facing the northern part of the state. Have you been to Superior Days? Do you see a disconnect over issues between northern and southern Wisconsin? And what do you want to convey through this lobbying effort? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mark Abels Allison is the Bayfield County Administrator, and James Anderson is here as well. He's the Superior Days Coordinator. He's also with UW Extension Douglas County. Matt emailed and said, I'm against CAFOs, that's concentrated animal feeding operations, in the Lake Superior Basin. Where do we stand there with lobbying efforts? James, do you want to field that?
I'll start. In the 5 years that I've been engaged in Superior Days and with Extension, this hasn't been a state issue, but I know both Douglas County and Bayfield County have addressed CAFOs in their zoning and farmland preservation plans and how they would handle and zone CAFOs. In terms of Douglas County, our agriculture educator through Extension worked extensively with the county on that, and I think Mark Abels Allison will have some comments. When I first came into the community, Bayfield had someone looking at a CAFO potentially in Bayfield.
Mark, do you want to jump in here?
Sure. One of the topics this year, one of the agency issues that's being addressed with the Department of Natural Resources is regarding safe water. And the stress, the key topic is that one size does not fit all. That there are unique characteristics in different areas of the state, whether it's karst regions with very permeable soils, or it is different soil types around lakes. When Act 55 was adopted, Act 55 addresses lakeshore setbacks. We used to have NR 115, which allowed for counties to establish through planning efforts and lake classifications, it allowed counties to say, hey, this lake is different because of this and this and this. And for this reason, we're going to have this standard. That's no longer allowed. And so one of the topics that we're going to discuss with the DNR is the importance of considering unique topographical or hydrologic factors so that we can cite different types of enterprises appropriately.
One issue we've talked about on the morning show in the past is increasing broadband internet access in the north. And James, is that something that will be addressed at Superior Days?
Yes, we'll be meeting with Angie Dickison from the state broadband office. She'll be doing actually a workshop Tuesday morning for our delegates that are interested in the topic. And we've asked her to come in and talk about telecommuter forward. Bayfield County was recently designated, I believe, the first county in the state of Wisconsin for telecommuter forward. So she's going to talk to us about that program, as well as hopefully preview a spring round of broadband expansion grants. And then following her workshop, we're going to do a short agency meeting with the PSC broadband office and just discuss some concerns about how they operate the grant program, the scoring of that, and the evaluation of those grants.
Mark, you represent Bayfield County. Are there any issues unique to your part of the state that you're hoping to speak to and leave a lasting impression?
Yes, I have one specific topic, and that is Northern Wisconsin has supports the state of Wisconsin with county forest lands. Northern Wisconsin, specifically our four counties, have over 600,000 acres that we've set aside and we've dedicated to forestry. That means that local units of government don't receive tax money for those. A normal 1,000-acre parcel of land would get about, with an average mill levy of 17 mills, would get about $17. Right now, the state of Wisconsin supports towns with county forest, and they make a payment of 30 cents an acre. This amount was last set in 1989, so we're right at the 30-year mark. So for the past several years, we've been advocating for an increase in that amount from 30 cents to $2 an acre. Senator Bewley's district, Senator Tiffany's district are two districts with, over 60% of the 2.4 million acres of county forest in the state of Wisconsin. These lands support the forest products, manufacturing that Wisconsin is known for. We need to make sure that our local units of government are still getting enough resources to provide basic services, roads, elections, emergency medical services. So that's one of the topics that we are bringing to the DNR, and we will be sharing with them.
James, let's circle back to education, something you briefly touched on at the beginning. UW-Superior is seeking more than $2.5 million increase in its operating budget. Why is this budget increase being sought?
Again, it's partially it's just to recover from that baseline cut two budget cycles ago, where the entire UW system took the $250 million cut across the board, which impacted all of the campuses as well as extension. The areas that UW-Superior is talking about focusing on with that additional $2.68 million is faculty and staff. I believe there's a 3+3 pay raise system-wide proposed in that budget. UW-Superior struggles with retaining and attracting faculty and staff to its campus, not necessarily against other areas in Wisconsin, but in the Twin Ports region. The Duluth area has University of Minnesota Duluth, Saint Scholastica.
Uh-huh.
And another institution, and oftentimes they'll lose individuals over to the Duluth market. So attraction and retention of talent, as well as funding for local programs, the Lake Superior Research Institute, and some other outreach and educational programming and partnerships. UW-Superior has been really engaged in community-based learning, providing resources real-life learning opportunities for the youth, for their students at the UW campus, and these funds will help to expand and grow those academic programs.
Let's bring in a call now. Bill joins us from River Falls. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling down from the cities, but I would just like to ask your guest today about their lobbying effort, and it appears to me on the comments they've made, you're running into a national political agenda of small government, reduced taxes. Wisconsin did not participate in the Medicare expansion. You mentioned that you would probably benefit from that, the lack of funding at the university level, and recently the gentleman mentioned the issues around forestry and service. These are all items that the Madison Republicans are giving back to the national Republicans in the name of small government. I mean, is there any discussion around the fact that the region doesn't really vote for its interests?
James, do you want to field that?
There was a lot there. I'm not sure where to start. I guess I'll start
with national political headwinds and, you know, kind of eating into your agenda.
Well, certainly both parties have strategies and tactics and values that reinforce the policy that they set forth. Superior Days is not a partisan activity, and we deliberately come down to build bridges with both sides of the aisle. The United States is still primarily a two-party system, and we don't advocate for one party over the other. We talk about the issues. And in terms of Medicaid, I think one of the common misconceptions is that Wisconsin did turn down those Medicaid funds, but that would have potentially expanded the pool of eligibility. That wouldn't have fixed the reimbursement rates. So we're very focused on that. How the legislature funds that is up to them. We're not coming with proposals for how they fund that, but we're talking about the disadvantage that our citizens are at for access issues because of those low rates.
James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
James Anderson is the Superior Days coordinator. He's also a community, natural resources, and economic development educator for UW Extension Douglas County. And Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Abels Allison is the Bayfield County Administrator. We've been talking about this multi-day lobbying effort that gets underway today at the state capitol. Superior Days is organized by UW Extension. And for disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of UW Extension. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.